Okay, folks, we're on page Chav Gimel, the Heilige Chavis Talmid and the Piyasatz Nerebe, Zchusa Yogan Aleinu. Speaking about here, about this Akdoma, this famous Akdoma. We're talking about Eimetzer, a person who's just having a Hisragshus B'Leil Pesach. Not because he knows that all the different simonim on the ka'ara and its keneged, all the different malchus and yisoid and the spheres and all the other, you know, lofty ideas that are happening on the night of the Seder, which you can read about. But he's just enjoying, you know, the fact that you're cleaning with the feather and the spoon and the candle and the scavenger hunt and you're finding and the shiny silver on the table and the burnt egg, and it's just, you know, he's just enjoying the whole domatzev vimazokt. It's gam kein toifu, it's also good. Kigufoy misragesh mizeh, because his body gets excited about it. And what he's getting excited about? He's getting excited. The fort is getting excited about a davaruch. He's getting excited about a mitzvah. He's getting excited about something good. He doesn't get excited about something good. That itself is good. As I had mentioned, there were these boys that I had dealt with a little bit in America. One of them came here this past week just for a few minutes. So there was a different one who was with me. We were away, and I bought him a yarmulke. He doesn't wear a yarmulke. I bought him a $70 yarmulke. My mother asked me, was the yarmulke made out of gold? I said, yes, it was made out of gold, actually. It's a gold yarmulke. It was one of a $70 yarmulke. And I made him a condition. He's going to have this yarmulke if he wears it every Shabbos. So now he has this fancy, schmancy Shabbos yarmulke that he wears, this with embroidered in gold, that he wears every Shabbos. And it's something that he's excited about, obviously, in a certain way. And even though he's not excited about the fact that it's a yarmulke, and it's not about the Yiras Shemayim Shabbo, we said yarmulke is Milshin Yorei Malka, you know, a halnish debay by Yiras Shemayim, but helped by getting excited about having a $70. Now, he doesn't know that I paid $70 for it, doesn't know I paid anything for it, but the point is that if a person would have that type of excitement, it's a good thing. You know, where I grew up as a kid, so I grew up in a town, little town called Teaneck, New Jersey. In Teaneck, New Jersey, I was the only kid that I remember that was that wore a hat. My father was a rabbi at a shul there, and so I used to wear a hat. So it was like a commodity. Like, these little kids used to come over to me, you know, oh, can we try on your hat? It's like so cool, it's so exciting. Like, there's like a black hat around, you know? It's like, they didn't know about black hats. For many of us in the room, black hats, we like feel like we get nauseous when we see them, or we like have this aversion to like, oh, you gotta like conform and why and what. But, you know, it just depends on where the way a person's association is. And a problem is that we have negative associations. And if a person would create a positive association with something, so then he has an easier time, like, relating to it and building and bonding with it. A problem is that our associations are very negative for whatever reason. Sometimes it's societal. Sometimes there's people in the society that have turned us off or rejected us or made us feel inadequate. Sometimes it's family. Sometimes you sit at home and you hear this poison about all the time, about all those, you know, black hatters or whatever, blah, blah. So then whatever it might be. But the point is, a person has to try to create positive associations. Create something. Get excited about something for whatever reason. You know, and even if it's a davar gufni, it's also good. And here we are, we're continuing on page Chav Gimel. Ha'al pi darkoi shanu roitzim. Ha'al pi darkoi shanu roitzim, says the Rebbe, this that we're talking about, that this al pi darkoi, this each child his own way. Bekuntres hazeh, lehargil es b'nei hanoyer, b'darkei hachasidus. This that we're trying to get everyone to get accustomed to the darkei hachasidus. Nechutza hi lahem. It's extremely critical. It's extremely important. The Efshulam Acheres, it's not Shayach any other way nowadays. Me'achesh Akodmu, Lehisbager, Ha'is. The har gashoy sehem hiskadmu lefoil. Back in the day, people kept Judaism just because they had to. I don't know if you ever, I remember back those, the rabbi's sermons. Rabbi's sermons, when I was a kid, were like boring literally to death. And they went on forever. The rabbis would speak, and it was a very proper, and they would speak very big, fancy words slowly as the Lord spoke to Moses and said, and they'd go on, and everyone was just like dying there in the shul. But that's what you got to do, because Judaism is, you know, that's just part of it, and you just, you know, you suffer with it. Back in the day, that worked, because people were used to a lot more being resilient. I remember one time I was at the Koisel, and I was standing there, I was getting ready to daven, and there was this family that was putting tefillin on for their bar mitzvah boy for the first time. And the family was not very frum. The father didn't know how to do it, so the grandfather, who was, you know, he was the still like the religious one, so he's putting tefillin on his grandson. And it was a very, very, it was a very insightful, like, moment for me. And the grandfather said, okay, is it on? Is it tight? Does it hurt? He says, if it hurts, then you put it on right. Does it hurt? It's because that's what Judaism to them. It's like, it's just, okay, you just got to, like, pay your dues, you know? Just pay your dues. Just do it. And if it hurts, then that's the way it's supposed to be. That's their affiliation. So once upon a time, there were people that, they did that. They just, you know, you got to do what you got to do, and that's it. And, you know, and it's not something to enjoy. It's not something to like. It's not something to connect with. It's just, you know, but our generation is not going to put up with that. They're not putting up with that. So the Alpidak of our generation is very, very nachutz. It's urgent to give them something they can attach to. Make it shiny. Make it geschmack. You saw I have this new type of fill-in box cover, the elastic one, you know what I'm talking about? It doesn't cover the whole box. I got this cool thing on the top of my tefillin. You got to check it out. Okay, it's really, it just goes on the top of the bias.
Check it out.
You want one for yourself? I got an extra one. It goes, it's one size fits all. It covers on your tefillin box, and you don't have to put that other box, whatever. Anyway, so it's just whatever makes you happy, you know what I mean? And I don't mean it in like a pathetic way. That's Darkei Chassidus. It's connecting with something. I have an emotional attachment to my tefillin because I got a different cover for my tefillin shaliyah than any of you guys do. Okay? Because I got the special elastic one, you know, the stretchy. And you don't got it. And that's something that is creating a connection. And you could do that. You get, you know, you saw the new Kovetz, the one that's got like the shiny cover on it. So if a person could get himself excited about these types of things, then great. You know, we got a new video out there, guys, of the Chofetz Chaim. Now that is pumping. There's a new video. You know, and the fact that the Olam is hawking about the video is beautiful. Because that's what we're hawking about. And it's nachutz ilahem v'yefshel lahem acheres. Ne'acher shekodmu lisbager. We're going back a little bit because they're starting developed. V'harugoshoy sehem iskadmu lefoil. And their emotions are coming out much too quickly. V'af im lo yiskashru be'etzem nishmasam. Even if they're not being niskashir, they're not connecting down in the depths, the core of their neshama. V'lo yislavu islavus nafshis amitis. And it's not a real islavus. It's not something you'd say genuine, like emotional, spiritual. Rak gufanis, it's physical. Gam kein toivu. You like Shabbos because kneidlach, that's great. You like kishka, amazing. Gribbiness is, that's a question. It's hazardous to your health. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's good. No, it's so good. I'm past that. I can't do that anymore. It's too painful. Oh, I can't do it anymore. It's goofness. It's gamkein taibu. It's also good. Kivon shemea kedusha misragish. This ragshus is from kedusha. His ragshus gufnius mea kedusha ubo miskasher. He's connecting in a physical way. When he gets older, it'll be easier for him to be a chassid emes. And I think that Rabbi said that Ken Zion is a very big yisoid in Purim. Purim, what happens is a person chayvenish lebesumi bepuria is the pshat. A person is mamish doing something that's so antithesis to what we're always talking about. Is everyone was so ruchni, we're so spiritual, we're so anti wine, we're so anti suda, so anti partying, and on Purim we make this mad party. What's the pshat? Achilo, person doesn't know between Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Nachsoch Lemoral says something like this. Maral says that when a person is saturated with Kedusha, even his guf is Kadosh. So then what comes out on Purim, when he is totally, whatever the right word is, I don't know anymore what it is, smashed, trashed, skunked, I'm not sure what the right word is,
wasted,
whatever your word might be, the word of the generation, yeah? He's still singing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's still singing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's still speaking Ruchnius. He's bringing even to his goof the most physical he's ever been. If you ever saw someone who was like really, really drunk, which I'm talking about like, which is like beyond, which something that, you know, I'm going to print out a letter I do every year about people about alcohol intoxication, how dangerous it is, and it's seriously, seriously dangerous. People have and could do permanent damage to their lives and even put their entire lives in danger. But if a person gets that drunk, their body gets so heavy. They're just like, they feel like you're carrying like a bag of bricks because they're so megushim. The gashmius is so like, it's just like, it's all gashmius. The ruach carries the guf. So it's much lighter. But when someone is like that unconscious and is totally like disconnected with his ruach, so then it's just so heavy, the gashmias. If a person in a matzav where he's just giving more gashmias and more gashmias, and it's bringing out more ruchnias, that means that he's niskasher in his gashmias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the highest madrega that a person can reach. Highest madrega. Higher than Yom Kippur. Because in Yom Kippur, what do? We got to like get rid of the gashmias. Shut that gashmias down. You got to stay away from food. You got to stay away from everything. And stay away from tashmita. Anything that has to do with anything other than ruchnias. And then I can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Purim, you can do something that is unbelievable. It's connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in the Gashmias. That's what he's talking about over here. That it's Shaykh. Through Gashmias, Bum is Kasher, and that will make the rest of the year, it'll be easier for him to make his Ruchnias take a connection in a more meaningful way. And then, V'manar HaMaschil Gemara Toisvis, Maven Oysa Kamusha, Maven HaGadol, someone that learns Torah, when he's younger, does he really understand Pshat in the Toisvis? When you get older, so you know, you read the Toisvis, okay, sounds right, yeah, but there's the Mashal's Kasha, and then there's Rav Kiva Eger's Kasha, and then there's Rav Baruch Ber's Kasha, and then there's Rashi. It's all, you can keep on going, there's levels and levels and levels. So he's just touching the surface. He's just barely scratching the surface. That means he's not learning. Same thing with us. It could be that we're scratching the surface of the Ruchnias and we're connecting with the Gashmias. But that's the connection. As he's learning that, he's also connecting to it. Says the PSS, I'm not coming here to teach you all of the laws of education, pedagogue, which means like the rules of how to teach and stuff like that. I'm coming to pinpoint the main problem, the main breakdown, the hashchasa, what's happening in our generation. This is the most important principle that we have to be more careful about than in previous generations. That the derech that the melamdim and avos habanim have to go, and reshamnu bazeh, we have written down here the man yishamish letoiva gamim ha'eres hamario, that you could use in order to bring out the good even with the poison that's going on, that's happening, the way that the younger generation, their minds are being poisoned, even that is something that you can, a person can try to channel. Hainu yeshias ayeled, this is the individuality of a child, sheyiskadem lotzeis, that we mentioned before, the fact that a child feels that he is licensed to have an opinion, he is licensed to already decide to set himself on a course on life, that's shar prote achinuch, and all the other details. Look for it. You find it. Look for it in the Torah. They'll find everything they need I'm not coming to say anything new, says the Pious Etzna. The Torah is eternal. And for eternity, it will give us direction. There's nothing new here. Everything exists in the Torah. He gives an example. He's trying to find some of these ideas that he spoke about here. For example, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Di Rabba Mekame De Pasach Lu Le Rabbanan Amar Milsa De Bedichusa Ubatche Rabbanan. Rabba, before he would start to say the shir, he said Milsa De Bedichusa. What exactly that means, Milsa De Bedichusa, is somewhat of a machlokes, but it's something light. It's for sure light. It seems like it's maybe even something humorous. And then they sat in trepidation and they began learning. Ad kan lashon haGemara. Es milsa de b'dichasa. This milsa de b'dichasa. Amar mikaidem. Why? Kidei sheyu besimcha. You should be happy. Ki ein hashchina shara el mitoich simcha. The shchina does not dwell. Hakadosh Baruch Hu does not come unless we're happy. Kimo she'amar shama gemara. Like the Gemara says, so you want people to learn Torah. In order to understand the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu has come down, teach it to us. Am Alamei Torah, Am Yisrael. We want to understand Hashem's Torah. We have to be happy. Avala Torah, Kepatish, Yefoytzei Tzela. But Torah is like a hammer that it smashes a rock into small little slithers. Shem Mischalek L'kama Nitzoytzos V'kama Tamim. That it breaks into many different sparks, many different flavors. L'doreinu. And in our generation, Miramezes HaGomorra Oid Eza Derech Sharav Amalamit. So that's what it says over there, but it's coming to show us for our generation also. This is what the Gemara speaks about, what Rav did. In our generation, in order for us to heal this wound, distance that they feel between the generations, there's a distance, a gap. They feel like they can't talk to each other, can't communicate with each other. They don't understand each other. The Rebbe and the Talmud. Tzorach ha-melamed leishtadel liknois eslev ha-talmud. You have to find a way to acquire the heart, to grab the heart of the Talmud. V'loshuv lekarveu elav. And to bring him to you. That's what I see in the Gemara. Says the Pious Etzna. Back in times of Rava, so it was enough, in times of Rava, I mean, it was enough if he may send a bilsa to b'dichasa, he said something light, that would do it. V'asimcha hi echad me'ikra ha'am tzoyim l'knoisai. And the point of light is to make people happy. Give them simcha, and then you can connect with people. Nefesh ha'yelad v'hanar, eina soyvelas as ha'atzvus. Children, they can't tolerate being depressed. V'amalamed al yisro be'enov kiragzon ish madar. Madoin. A person that teaches should not give across the impression in his eyes like he's an angry person and he's a bitter person. There was once an asifa of Rabbanim, and they're talking about why is it that there are people that are going off the derech. I heard this one day over lunch in the dining room, the Meir Yeshiva. So one of the gurus, this topic got up, and he said, "I'll tell you why. It's because when a boy walks into the Beis Medrash and he sees his Rebbe, looks totally stressed out, and looks totally like he has no simcha in his life because he's crumbling under the burden of carrying his yeshiva. So then he doesn't feel like he can connect with that. Rebbeim have to be happy. There was once someone who told me such a shmooze. I don't know if it's really true. Told me it's a shmooze that a Rebbe got up and he said, "This is a Rebbe who's teaching today." He said, "I don't understand. Why is everyone smiling in the Beis Medrash? What are you smiling for? It's the Beis Medrash. You're not supposed to smile." He's a Rebbe today. I don't know how all of his Bachram don't go off the derech. I don't get it. What are you supposed to do in the Beis Medrash? You're supposed to be grumpy? But The generation is not soivel that. They're not soivel that. It has to be besimcha. Lo sheyekel es roishel afnei talmidim. Doesn't mean that he should be lightheaded in front of his talmidim. He should act like he's, you know, like he's a person that doesn't have depth. Lo sheyisbaze be'enov chas v'shalom. Shouldn't embarrass himself in front of his talmidim. Chas v'shalom. Adraba, hamalamed yishtadel. The malamed should try sheyirehu atalmud ki ish meroy meim. The talmud should see him as a lofty person, as a person that's elevated. Roy memus, aval gam leish toiv noyach. But also a good person and an easy person. Gam b'sha shemareloi habdichusa. Listen to this. He says even when he's making that joke or that light statement, Yirat HaTalmud. The Talmud should still be afraid. The gam b'sha shematil b'yema, and also when you're criticizing, critiquing the Talmud, kurtov shal simcha yemolba. He should still see the simcha in his Rebbe. In other words, there's a question of always of degrees, question of measurement. Sometimes it's time to go like a little lighter. There should still be a certain degree of yira, of trepidation, and when a person's being more hard on the Talmud, should still be some simcha there. It has to be both the same. V'gilu birada. V'gilu, you should be happy, birada, while you're trembling in fear. So, happy, afraid. Gilu birada. What does that mean? Yirad mi menu. He should be afraid of him. Loi kim lefnei ragzon. Not like you're afraid of a person who can just fly off the handle. He's got a hot temper. Kasan ubal egroif. Or a person that's violent. Rak yiras hakavoid. Rather, it should be yira of kavoid. Kilefnei ish mi b'nei ho'aliyah. Like a person comes in front of a very holy person. You get an opportunity to speak to a very holy person, a very special person. So you're very excited. At the same time, you're very nervous. If the Rav is doima to a malach, in the eyes of the Talmud, you should see his Rebbe like he's a malach. Or at least a person who we see is roimimus, elevated. Then even when he gets angry at him, Lo yisneu atalmud b'shvil zeh. Talmud's not going to hate him because of it. G'shirel upon him soichakos. And also when he's joking around with him, in lighter moments, yismach v'yosiv le'ahavoy. He'll love more and he'll enjoy it more. V'le'yir oisai. And he'll still have a certain amount of fear. Respect. That's what the balance a person's supposed to strike between a Rebbe and a Talmud. There's a balance of at the same time, there's lighter moments, and to know that the Rebbe's not just like, you know, this bitter, angry person. And at the same time, there's also the ability to make demands that are, you know, that he's afraid of not fulfilling. Ma ma'oid meir lanu ashlo, zechroina levrocha. Listen to this beautiful shlah. The shlah Kaddish tells us how we should do chinuch in our generation. The pasuk says in Mishle, "Al toichach leitz ki yisna echa." Do not give mussar to a leitz, to a scoffer, because he will hate you. Hoichach lechacham, give mussar, give toichacha, give rebuke to a chacham. V'ye'eha vecha, and he will love you. Says the shlo pshat and pasuk. Listen to this beautiful pshat and pasuk. Kishebasa lehoichiat ezulascha. When you're coming to give mussar, to criticize, to critique someone else, loy tizalzelehu veloy ticharfehu. Do not put him down. Do not be mizalzel to make that he to say that he doesn't have value. Lamor to say, Leitz ata, you're a Leitz. Don't brand him as something bad. Ki bazeh yisnaecha. Because then he will hate you. For lo yishma lecha, and then he won't listen to you. Rak hoichach lechocham. Emor loy haloi chocham ata. Velo matasek haloi. Why are you doing that? You're above that. You're better than that. show him his good side, elevate him. So the pasuk is al toichach leitz. Don't say on him you are a leitz. Pen yisnaecha, then he'll hate you. Toichach lechocham. Say you're a chocham. You're top stuff. You're better than this. You're beyond this. This is beneath you. Then v'yehavecha, and then he will love you. V'yehavecha, v'yishmalecha, adkan l'shoyne hakadosh. Ad kama tzrichem liyizor b'dareinu bezeh. Kishalev anar gam be'atzmoy kokach misrachik meitono. How careful we have to be nowadays. We are even naturally, just societally, they're so distant, the youth from the older generation. Chutz mizeh shochiach lechacham kenizka le'el nochutz lanu kedei lekarev eslev anar aleinu. Aside from the fact that we have to bring them close by trying to build them up. Gam le'etzem achinuch yoel harbeh. Lefateach es koiche haTalmud, to open up the strength of the Talmud, shalaguf v'hamoyach lotzeis mimisgarasam, that should break out of their misgaras, lishazek lishazer b'toyro uva'avoida, that they should strengthen themselves and they should in Torah and avoida. If a person is told that he's a chacham, so then he has much more abilities. There's an unbelievable statistic. I'll tell you a phenomenal statistic. They gave IQ test to two groups of African Americans, blacks, whatever you want to call them, Negroes. Now, there was two groups. Each one was 100. And they took the IQ test. On one of the IQ tests, before, there was a question on the top of the IQ test. One said name or address. And the last thing said, your race. Are you white or, I don't know what they did, black, Negro. I'm sure they didn't write the other word. But one of these words there, and that question. And all they had to do was check in the box, black. Or Negro, or whatever it is, or write the race. I'm not sure. And then they collected the IQ tests, and they found that the group that was never asked that question did considerably higher on their IQ tests than the group that was asked the question. Which means that when they were asked the question, what color are you? So their response was, I'm black, so you think I'm stupid. That was their response. In their mind, obviously. So they wrote, black. They automatically said, okay, so whoever wrote this test thinks I'm stupid. And they did considerably worse on their IQ test. I could show you the study. It's unbelievable that just a subliminal message to someone, this teeny little thing, stupid, not even that, black, not even that, what's your race, just that. That's all you have to ask him. And all of a sudden, his IQ drops. Why? Because if a person doesn't believe in himself, he's like, oh, they think I'm stupid. All of a sudden, they're not capable anymore. You start telling someone, you're good for nothing, you're nobody, you're a leitz, you're a Russia, you're a this, and that's what they will become. But if you start telling someone, you're better than this, you're a chacham, you're a tzaddik. And then a person unlocks things inside of him that they just push it shut down. You can't access that. They didn't try to do badly on the IQ test. They just couldn't do it. Because when you tell me that I'm not capable, so then my mind shuts down. You have to unlock that by doing what? By believing in people. I think that the entire parsha, so this week's parsha, Kisisa es Rosh B'nai Yisrael. What does Kisisa mean? Kisisa means to lift up. Means to count. Lift up. Kisisa means Hisnasus is lifting up. Why is counting lifting up? Because it says Rav Moshe Feinstein, because we're showing a person you count. You make a difference. Every single person in Klal Yisrael is the same number. There's no, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't get two votes over anyone else. Everyone counts. So it's a hisnasus. It's elevating a person. It makes a person feel good about himself. We're trying to lift people up and realize you are important. You count. This week's parasha, we speak about the ketores. In the ketores, we have all the different types of fragrances. Some smell better, some smell worse. The worst is the chelbana. The chelbana smells horrible. And yet chelbana is Rosh HaTevis, chayiv, loimer, bishvili, nivra hoilom. Which means even a person says, I'm terrible, I stink. I stink at basketball, I stink at baseball, I stink at learning, I stink. Chayiv loimer bishvili nivra ha'olam. Person has to say, this is all, this entire world, all the universes, everything out there was enough just to be created for me. I am awesome. Person says that about himself and he unlocks what he's capable of accomplishing. But otherwise he feels like, I'm not so good, I'm not so great, or I stink. Chelmana stinks, it smells horrible, it stinks. But in the Torah, it doesn't work that way. Our outlook is not about, you know, how much a person can actually accomplish. The fact that, you know, some guy is born 6'8" and he's naturally gifted at being more athletic and more coordinated than other people. So it doesn't make him like great. Not to Hashem. Hashem made that. That's not impressive. We get all excited about, wow, he can, you know, throw a ball in a basket, and wow, he's amazing, and he's the king, and he's a shkoyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, he's gifted talents, you know. There are monkeys that are more coordinated than he is. You ever saw them hang? They hang, and they can do much more than he can. So what's the big deal? Because he's naturally gifted. What's important is what a person does with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, with his gifts. It's not about, you know, where you came from. And Reb Schwab says that's the pshat this week's parasha speaks about. The Mishkan was made by two people. Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur lemata Yehuda. Bezalel was a purebred. He was a purebred. He was Mata Yehuda. He was like, you know, he was a priestly lemata Shimon. That he was coming from like, from the Imois. He's like from the, he's big stuff. And then you have Olav ben Achisamach Lamate Don, a nobody. You know, Lahavdil, a mut. He comes from the Shvachais. He comes from he's like, no one ever heard of him before. Bezalel, whoa, Bezalel, big stuff. Who is this? Olav ben Achisamach, he's a nobody. So Schwab says in the main base of Shoeva, Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us, it's the nobodies that are building the base of Mikdash. It's the nobodies. It's not all about how famous you are. It's not about who your father is. It's not about how fancy you could be in the Beis Medrash. You know who's keeping this world alive? Lamed Vav Tzadikim, who no one knows who they are. No one knows. Maybe it's you. Because the Lamed Vav Tzadik doesn't even know that he's a Tzadik. That's how big of a Tzadik mystery is. He doesn't know himself. So maybe it's you. Can't be me. That's it. It's you. Because you think it's not you. Maybe it is. I got a few suspicions about people in this room. But if a person realizes that, and he realizes there's no such thing as being small, it's not relevant. It's not what it's about. It's about using whatever you have, the kochasi. Realize your importance. Realize your contribution. And then a person can be meroyman himself. Then a person feels good about himself. Feels happy with what he has, with his gifts. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us all gifts. If we use them all properly, we'll be zoichet together to bring Mashiach Tzikeinu b'mheiru.